they get over this hurdle today. That's their fourth final in 4 years, and that's no easy feat.
No, it's not, and I suppose we just haven't taken the time to step back from the here and now to recognise the achievements of this side. I mean, for all Ireland finals in a row, it's testament to exactly what the standard of Kerry football is at this point in time.
Yeah, it definitely is, and like I know there has been discussions over the last few months that has the standard of ladies football fallen. What I actually think is that everybody else has taken that step up, and for years we were just slightly off the cusp of maybe the top two or three, and for the last, definitely the last 4 years, we have been in that top group. So it is credit to the girls and to the management and to their families as well for getting us back up to the top of that pile. But today they have 60 minutes to get us back to Croke Park for August Bank Holiday weekend.
Does Kerry's experience in recent seasons give them any little advantage today, or maybe the fact it's Meath they're playing nullifies that?
No, I think it does give them that tiny bit of an edge. Yes, Meath have been thereabouts the last couple of years. They did have those back-to-back titles, 21-22. But from my reckoning, there was only five of that All-Ireland team that beat us in 22 lined out in the semi-final for them. So they do have a lot of young faces inside there. Yes, be it Emma Duggan's still there, Vicky Wall, Niamh Gallagher, and a few more. But they are a coming team as well. So it's getting that balance right on a day like today. The experience of our girls that have been here for the last couple of years should tell. Yes, we have a few faces thrown in there, but they've been around the panel for the last 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, we've got great momentum. There's a strong winning mentality in Mark Burke's squad. And again, that counts on game days like today.
It does. It counts when the chips are down and that experience. And I would have witnessed over the years that's the mentality that great Cork team had, that no matter how much they were down in the last 9 minutes, they kept battling. And 9 times out of 10, they came away with the win. It was unbelievable some days watching them to be 4 or 5 points down with less than 3 minutes left on the clock, and they still came out with the win. So it's success does breed success, and that belief, and it's not to panic and rush things. Like a bit like watching Tyrone the last day, when the pressure came on from Kerry, they rushed their shots, and I think they kicked, was it 5 or 6 wides in the space of 10 minutes in that second half, that in the first half they were taking their time to take it. So it's kind of like you get into a panic situation of, oh, I have to shoot, I have to score, whereas we have the experience on the team that, no, the shot's not on, we bring it back around and we go again. So having the likes of Danielle O'Leary inside there, Sheffa O'Shea, even out on the 40 where you have Niamh Carmody and Niamh McConnachore, they know how to spread the ball around, they know how to move it. And today will be a different battle because Meath do set up defensively, so I'm sure Mark Burke has a plan for that.
Yeah, and just following on from what you said there, to have the composure that Kerry do and the ability to manage games in the way we've seen it again, that's a huge plus going into tonight.
It is. It's a huge plus going into any game, but especially then you're into your championship game. It's do or die. There is no more back doors out of this. Yes, we were a bit slow to start in the Kildare game, and I know that is one thing that has been questioned. It's been questioned by the media that we haven't put together a full 60 minutes of a performance. We did slightly better against Kildare. Fair enough, Kildare owned that first 10 minutes and we let them get 4 points to no score on the board. Could we allow something like that today? Maybe not, because Meath could have a ball in the back of the net. So it's those step-ups that we need to be peaking at the right time. And I think the girls heading into this will be peaking at the right time, because we saw in, was it the Cork game, in the round-robin system in the Cork game, that the first half, we weren't at the races at all, whereas the second half, we came out, it was like a totally different team came out in the second half. So it's just to switch on from the start today and to try get that 60 minutes performance out of the girls.
And I suppose the ladies, no different to their male counterparts, as we've seen in their recent outings, where it just takes us a little time to get into the groove of the game and just to settle.
That seems to be the mix of it. We're well used to playing Meath over the last couple of years. Yes, we've had our losses to them, but yes, we've had immense victories against them as well, especially in the last 2 years. So it's just clicking in to the flow of the game, the speed of the game. I've seen the girls just walk in there now. I'm not sure where they went for their warm-up and everything like that. But I think something that has to be taken into account, more so maybe said than the men's, the girls probably travelled up from Kerry this morning. So it's getting the bus legs, as you would say, out of them in those first 5-10 minutes. It does play a factor. And I know Jimmy McGuinness has gone on about people on the road and everything like that, but it is a factor in that we're here in Tullamore. It's about, what, an hour away from Meath? Whereas some girls left South Kerry this morning at some unearthly hour to meet a bus to travel up here. I myself was in the car here with the kids for nearly the bones of 3.5 hours. So it does have a factor in getting you into that game and set up going full tilt at the start of a game.
On the flip side of that, Mark Burke speaking to him ahead of the Kildare match, and I put something similar to Mark about the home comforts for Kerry, and, you know, basically they could all hop to the match in their own cars from not a distance. Mark counterpointed by saying, but Kildare will spend the day together, which, in, you know, creates the bond, increases the bond, increases camaraderie. So you can see where the pluses come from having to spend the day together in advance of a match as well.
You can, yeah. Look, there's for and against that, and it's the same with every person. Everyone has their own setup, how they prepare for a game. We see the pictures now of all the lads getting off the buses inside in Crow Park. Some are walking in with the big headphones on, some are walking in with small, discreet little headphones on. They all have their own thing, and being stuck on a bus doesn't suit some people. Being stuck on a bus would suit other people. But I'd be more interested in the fact of that it's getting up to the match pace straight away after such a long drive and stuff like that. But, like, okay, we can't have that excuse above in Austin Stack Park because we were at home, so how come we didn't get into the pace straight away? And I do think that that's maybe the girls that are trying to peak for later in the season, and this is the day to peak, because if they don't win today, it's season over. So it's getting that balance right of, we don't want to be peaking, as happened as a couple of years ago, that we peaked in a league final above in Crow Park, yet then when it came to the All-Ireland final that year, we had nothing left to go another step up. And unfortunately, we came out on the wrong side of it that day. So it's all a fine balancing act. And you have to remember, like, they're all human. There is errors. The ball is going to be wet and slippy outside there. The pitch is going to be wet and slippy. There was just an almighty shower there just as we landed here. It's dried off again now. Will it stay? Hopefully it'll stay dry anyway, definitely for our game. I doubt for the second game if it will, the way people are talking about the rain that's below at home in Kerry at the moment. Mm-hmm. That's on the way up. So hopefully they will get it dry for the game. But it's, you have to play the conditions that are there.
Yeah, same for both teams. So are we going to prevail?
I do think we will prevail. It is going to be tight. There is going to be very, very little between the sides. And unfortunately, there could be errors which could contribute to actually mm-hmm. who wins the game. And that's just the nature of sport in one sense, but also the conditions here today. But I do believe that we have the ability, if we can move the ball fast. Meath do set up defensively, probably will put in a sweeper in front of the likes of Danielle and Shifra inside. So I think if we can counteract that, in that Emma Costlow has the ball and she sends it straight into Shifra O'Shea, that's the way we counteract that sweeper and the way Meath set up, because Meath then break with immense speed to counter-attack if they overturn possession. And that's just, it's disheartening, apart from even the speed that they travel with. A bit like Donegal, that their speed is immense. And I do think the referee today is going to have a major impact on the game.